This is an All Ears English Podcast 188. How to be happy like every day is a vacation. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
In today's episode, Michael Miller, life and executive coach, will show you what you can stop doing today in order to have a happier life.
Lindsay, I'm really worried because there's only a few days left of our Kickstarter campaign. It ends the end of September.
Oh my God, you're right. Absolutely. And it's really important that each of our listeners thinks about what they could do to help us in the Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, I think the problem is that everybody thinks somebody else is going to help. But the problem is you are somebody, and we need each one of you, our listeners, we need your support.
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition, we want to build an app to make All Ears English a better experience for you to listen to us, find us, and connect with other people in the All Ears English community through our app.
That's what the Kickstarter is all about, you guys, to provide better material that's easier for you to listen to and for you to use for your English success. So we need your help now. Please come to allearsenglish.com/Kickstarter. That's KickStarter. During the month of August, we held a special campaign for reviews that we called the World Cup of Reviews at All Ears English. So who do you think won? Brazil! Brazil! You guys, Brazil won the World Cup of Reviews here at All Ears English. Brazil, you listeners based in Brazil blew away the competition, leaving 6 new reviews during the month of August in iTunes for All Ears English. And Lindsay and I are so thankful, and we love reading each and every review that you've left. And that's true for every country. So if you're listening to All Ears English and you've left a review, thank you. We love to read them. If you haven't left a review yet, please do so. We can't wait to hear what you think.
Hey, Gabby, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing great. How are you?
Really good. I'm really excited because today we have Michael Miller on the show. Michael is an author, a professional life and executive coach, and a motivational speaker. So he lives in New York City right now, but he's lived in China and he's traveled to over 30 countries. Super cool. Welcome, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thanks so much for coming.
Great.
Today.
Yeah, great. It's nice to meet you. I heard that you've worked in cultural adaptation and also now with life coaching and about living a happier life. So you're doing a lot of really helpful, just awesome projects to help people live better lives.
Yeah, thanks. I like serving people. It works out pretty well.
Yeah, we like it too. I hope our audience does too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people are really tuned into this topic of happiness nowadays. You know, people are realizing that no, life needs to go beyond just our daily job and money. It needs to go to something deeper, like happiness. So
maybe we could ask Mike, I mean, does money buy you happiness?
Nice. So the answer to that is no.
Okay. Good to know.
We'll never buy you happiness. And like, I think money's great and, you know, making money's fine. But actually, like, getting in touch with yourself and a higher power and others is what's going to bring you true happiness.
Cool. Yeah. So it's kind of separate. Both are good. Money is good. Happiness is good, but not necessarily not related.
Yeah. Well, usually what I find is if you find happiness, then the money will flow in.
Oh, I like that.
I like that idea. So you're doing something you love and the money just comes. Okay. Very cool. Do you think you could let us know, Mike, 3 tips for our audience on how they could start to live a happier life?
Yeah, absolutely. So the name of my company is The Vacation Never Ends. And I was telling you a little bit earlier, but that's basically because when on vacation previously, I felt like a different person. You know, I felt more present to life. I was more open to new things. I was more open to talking to new people and just like happier overall. And eventually I figured out that was just like me being more conscious. And so what I've done is actually like worked on becoming more conscious throughout my daily life and trying to get that same feeling. So I'll do three quick tips for people to actually live a more conscious life and increase their happiness like extremely quickly.
Now, hang on one second. I just want to ask a question to clarify what we mean by conscious, because conscious can mean you're just awake, like you're not dead, right?
But like physically breathing.
Like physically breathing, exactly. But when you say conscious, I'm assuming you mean like being aware of your thoughts or your feelings. Is that right? Or is it a little different?
So basically what most people or humans do is they live in either the future. So they're thinking about what might happen or could happen or is possibly going to happen. Or they're living in the past and thinking like, oh, this happened and that was terrible. Or I wish that hadn't happened.
Yeah.
And consciousness is actually living in the present moment.
Okay.
So, absolutely.
Right now.
Got it.
And
it,
like you said, being aware.
Got it.
What's going on.
I like that. Oh, right. Man. And there's so much power in the present moment, isn't there?
You can do anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah. Cool. So clarified. So now I'll jump into the three. That's good.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So the first one that I have is a nice, really hard one for most people, and that's to actually practice being present by doing nothing, absolutely nothing, for at least 10 minutes a day.
Whoa, that blows my mind, because you're so right. It's difficult to do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not even being sarcastic, right? Like, I find it really difficult to sit and do nothing.
Yeah. Huh? Absolutely. You want to just get up and do something or pull out your phone or get on your email or...
Yeah. And
so
Lindsay,
like, what does this look like for you? Is that meditation or is that just sitting in a room and just kind of sitting? Like, what does that actually... I mean, what do you do when you don't do anything?
Yeah.
I do meditate, so that's one way. But one thing that I actually really love to do is to go outside and just be in nature and sit there and watch and listen and kind of be present in that way. I find the two experiences to be very different and give me different things. But yeah, a lot of times I'll just like going outside and, you know, you can even just go for a walk. And
This reminds me about when I read that, you know, Eastern and Western culture have different focuses. Like in Western culture, we focus a lot on doing. So when you said not doing anything, then I guess that means kind of what Eastern culture focuses on more is just being, right? So for 10 minutes, just like stop doing and just be, like breathe, like just be yourself.
But you still find it easy to get into nature when you live in New York? Do you live near a park? Are you able to go to a park? Or how do you do that when you live in the middle of New York? Mm.
Sometimes I'll just go hug a tree for a while, you know? There's a few parks around me that I like to frequent. You know, Central Park is actually really nice. If you go there and you're outside of the city, kind of, it feels like you're totally in nature sometimes. But anywhere like that.
I love it. So the first tip is practice being present. Awesome. And what's your next tip, Mike?
So my next tip is to play once a day.
Play. Tell us more about that.
So for a long time, when I had my previous companies, and even when I was working in the corporate world, I was so focused on work and making money and just driving and trying to grow my career. I wasn't playing at all. I wasn't having any kind of fun. And one thing that I find with a lot of adults is that we forget that there's still like a little kid inside that wants to go play on a playground or draw or, you know, dance, anything like that.
Yeah.
And so actually like letting that inner child out once a day will actually result to you being happier and actually allow your career to grow more and everything else.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I think that is really key. It's so easy. We talk a lot about burnout on this show, and that's something that's so easy to get to if you don't let yourself play and also be present in nature, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's really good.
And so one thing that the listeners can do if they're feeling stuck about that is to actually make a list of things that you love to do as a kid. So a list of like 10 or 20 things, and then just go.
I like that.
Yeah. Very cool. That's great.
So what would be the next thing that you would do, Mike, to kind of have generally just live a happier life?
Yeah. So this is probably my favorite tool of anything that I use or have. It's very simple. It's creating an integrity list.
Sounds interesting.
So the way that I define integrity is having your thoughts, speaking, and actions all in alignment.
Oh, okay. Thoughts, speaking, and actions all in alignment. So give us an example if you could.
Yeah, so have you ever heard anyone say like, oh, I'm going to start yoga. I'd love to start yoga. And then don't do it.
Ever. Yes.
Right. Happens all the time.
Yes.
Right? So right there, they're thinking that they want to start yoga. They're saying they want to start yoga, but they're not starting yoga.
Right.
It's so frustrating.
And so what that does is twofold. It stops you from actually doing what you want to do. And then also, like, humans naturally, like, beat themselves up. We're our own harshest critics.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, we are.
Yeah. So when you're not doing something you want to do, you're actually, like, putting negative energy into the space.
That makes a lot of sense. And I was thinking that it can also affect your relationship with other people, because if you're always saying, oh yeah, I'm totally going to start a new yoga class, you know, you want to come, and then you never follow through, well, your friends or your colleagues are going to start to realize that you don't have that follow through or that integrity, which is a really strong word, but, you know, it's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, one place that this can really transform your life is in your romantic relationships.
Ooh, tell us more.
Ooh. So again, like saying what you want to do, saying what you're actually going to do and then doing it, extremely important. But actually, like, it also falls in with like knowing what you want in a romantic relationship.
Totally.
So like a lot of times people will have these thoughts of what they want in it, but don't actually believe that it can happen. Or that the relationship can be what they want it to be.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so anytime that you actually say, well, this is good enough, then you're out of integrity there.
Wow. I love this. This is really kind of eye-opening, because your tips apply to so many different aspects of life, you know, not just language learning. Obviously, it applies to language learning, but every aspect of life. And so, like, relationships, right? If you don't know what you want, then how can you follow through on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, how has your life changed after implementing these tips? I mean, what's the shift that you've seen?
Oh, my shift has been extraordinarily dramatic.
Wow.
So what's happened is I've become the happiest I've ever been. Business is the best it's ever been. I like to say I found inner peace. I created a new amazing relationship.
Wow.
I have a heck of a lot more fun.
Wow. That's everything.
Have more fun, right? Life can get so heavy sometimes. And if we can just step back and think about that, wow, love it.
You know, I wanted to share one thing before we wrap up is when we're learning language or when we're working, I shared this with you guys before we started recording that, you know, when we're in school and we're learning a language or whatever we're in school for, you know, a lot of the times we'll think, oh, you know, I can't wait until class is over. I can't wait for vacation. Or if you're working at your job, you might think, I can't wait till work is over. I can't wait till my 10 days of vacation are here. And you're just like waiting for that moment in the future. And Mike, you talked about, you know, thinking in the future versus thinking in the present moment. And so it's really a mental shift, as you guys said, you know, it's a shift to just thinking, you know, the vacation is now. The vacation is not something that we should put off until we have a couple days off of work or until school is over. I mean, what can we do now to make our learning or our jobs or both, you know, more enjoyable, to put everything in line, right? Like you said, I love that you said, you know, your integrity is aligning your thoughts, your speaking, and your actions. And I think that's just so life changing. It could be life changing for a lot of people.
Yeah, I hope so.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just to kind of recap here what we've talked about. So your suggestions are practice being present, right? Just get used to doing nothing for a short amount of time each day.
Mm-hmm.
And then play once a day. Let your inner child kind of come out and make an integrity list and line up your thoughts, your speaking, and your actions. I love it. This has been super useful. And I'm sure our audience is really going to be able to apply this, you know, right away. These are things that people could do today to start living a happier life.
For our audience, you guys, stop listening and make your integrity lists now.
Do it now. Well, Mike, can you tell our audience where they could find you online? You've written a couple of books. You've got some websites. I'm sure they'd love to know more. Where can they go to find out more about you?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. You can go to my life and executive coaching website, thevacationneverends.com. And if you do /coaching there, then you can actually chat with me a little bit about coaching. I do work with people all over the world, so very open to that.
Great.
And I also wrote a book called 4 Weeks to Your American Dream Job for anyone that's interested in actually working in the U.S., and I help people to do that over on my website, cultureadapt.com.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent.
So great resource.
So very great. Happy from anybody.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mike. We really appreciate having you on. And that was super fun. And I love your ideas. You know, I'm gonna try to implement them today as well.
Yeah, myself. Me too.
Awesome. Hey. Let me know how it goes.
Me too. Thanks, Michael.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.